cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest. What assembly?
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah chapter number 52. I'm reading two verses. And I will come back. We'll pray. We'll prophesy. And it's an anointing service. Not because oil will be poured physically on you. But you can't go here from here without oil sparing in the spirit. Oh, the name of the Lord is like ointment poured for. His name is excellent. There is excellent covenant in the name of the Lord. When the covenant in that name begins to walk over you, excellence will begin to ooze out. Oh, it now says, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And the name of the Lord is going to anoint your name. So, wherever they hear the sound of your name in the old earth, it will answer excellence. Amen. Are you listening to me? There is going to be excellence, excellent oil. That's what I see in the spirit. The righteous is more excellent than his equal. I see excellence. I see excellence. When they looked at Gideon, they said, mighty man of valor. He didn't look like it. You seem not to look like it, but that's your final destination. You are coming into a season where your life speaks excellence. How excellent is your name in not only Nigeria, in all. Somebody say in all the earth. You are finding relevance in a global dimension. You are finding relevance in a global dimension. Why? Because the covenant of his name is poured on you like an ointment. Say, the covenant of his name is putting oil on me. For his name is like ointment poured for. That, I'm just speaking those words in my spirit. And I'm speaking as I hear. And as I'm speaking to you, don't wait till I say God is doing something. It has started.
Yes.
You have to be sensitive. Elijah said to Elisha, if you see me. He didn't say if you see me by 9:30 p.m. So it can be anytime. And it's ongoing. The experience is ongoing. There is going to be a touch of the anointing upon you to stir up a new season. You are anointed for a new season. And the Lord said I should describe that season. It's a season of excellence. I thought you were going to speak in the spirit for a while. You got it right. Mare kotobo yonoso. Arande ko shadabane. Hey, shatabanasi. Ole ko barani akosteveni. Airokashi makobilandetis. Oh, agadosh kabani kisteven. Arekotis kobandi alate. Roshanda Botania. Isaiah chapter number 52. Hear the word of the Lord. Verse 9 and 10. Break forth into joy.
Glory.
Did you hear that sound?
Yes, sir.
That is a bursting forth into joy. Nothing stop your joy again. Some of you, you have been waiting. You have been waiting. I don't know the order of your waiting. Hear the word of the Lord. Break forth. Shout it like I did. break forth into joy. I sing together. Say, I'm gonna find a singing partner. Sing together, these waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. And verse 10 says, the Lord had made bare his holy hand. No longer hidden. In the eyes of all the nations. The finger of God had always been with you, but God wants to make it manifest. He has made bare his holy hand. It cannot be hidden again that the hand of God is upon you. It cannot be hidden again. It cannot be hidden again that the hand of God is upon you. Hallelujah. His holy hand in the eyes of all the nations. All the ends of the earth shall see salvation upon you. Hear me, child of God. Break forth into joy. Break forth into joy. Unfailing God, that's who you are. How great thou art. Unfailing God, that's who you are. Great thou art. Reliable.
That's who you are. How great thou art. Lord, that's who you are. How great thou art. Unfailing God, that's who you are. How great thou art.
Unfailing God, that's who you are. How great thou art. Faithful God, that's who you are. How great thou art. Holy God, that's who you are. How great thou art. You reign. You make me right above my high places. You reign. Sing, you
reign. You reign. You make me right above my high places.
You reign.
You make me right above my high places.
I'm feeling you. That's who you are. I'm feeling God. That's who you are. I pray thou art. Holy God.
That's who you are.
I pray thou art.
I'm failing,
God, that's who you are. I'm failing.
That's who you are. Ricosada mani e cosa alla cande bella casa e le cani a roboscia la base adesso la tecana e caraboscia da mania. You reign, you make me ride above my face. You reign, you make me ride above.
That's who you are.
You reign. You make me rideable. Your name in all the earth. Holy Spirit. Draw us near. Show up the warmth of his bosom. Of Jesus is here. Thank you, Jesus. Alabarandos de Ferro.
Let him speak to you. Let him speak through you. The sound of heaven is over the house. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord roars. The voice of the Lord causes the mountains to skip. It's the voice of the Lord. It's the force for life. It's the voice of the Lord. It's here in His magnificent voice. It's here in His glorious speakings. It's over you. It's over you. It's plowing your soul. It's the voice of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the anointing, Spirit of the Living God. You told me it's for your anointing. You said this hour is for your anointing. It's not for my voice to be heard, it's for your voice to be heard. We have set the stage. We release your people under your voice. Let your voice cover the head. This moment, thank you, Lord. If you have never heard God for yourself before, you are hearing Him today. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are saying yes to Him. I just saw Him on the throne and He laughed. He that sits upon the throne will laugh. He will rejoice over you with singing. It's such a glorious moment in your soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ayarako Maradasi Mato. Erekedia Manasika Lito Fulist. Elerekadebo. Eleketo Sikanabo. Eradasatum Bredis. Erakada Masata. Erekasakada Baba 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 Baba. I'm seeing expressions of anointings. Expressions of anointings. Just have a good time. Just have your good time with Him. 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 Aha. 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 It's the Holy Ghost moment. Aha. 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 It's strong and powerful and glorious. and glorious. The veil is taken away. The veil is taken away. The veil is taken away. Ayarakosi la batania kosi. Ah! Ah! It's strong. It's strong. This is his glory. This is his glory. This is his glory. This is his glory. As it was in the dedication of the temple. As it was. Ayarakosi. Of thee, he is mighty, he will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, he will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict thee. I will save her that altered and gather her that was driven out. I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your own eyes, says the Lord, before your own eyes, you're witnessing a turning. You're witnessing a turning. You're witnessing a turning. I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your own eyes. Glory. 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 You know, there's no particular preaching again. The Lord is giving people personal encounters. He's taking away captivity. Ancient doors. Doors that went through your father and grandfather. Lift your heads, O ye. Be lifted, ye everlasting door. The everlasting one crushes those doors, ancient doors that have been shut against you. They are broken. He said, I will rejoice over you with joy. I will joy over you with singing. There is a song in heaven over you. That's why you have a new song in your mouth. Because Shatabana. You see, I'm not allowed to preach. I'm allowed to prophesy. I will joy over you with joy. I will joy over you with singing. Marakote. Are you speaking the spirit for a while? I'm seeing some of you knocking doors already. Aiko batara bina hola kana. Ayo kasha daba. Aha. I hear him say, pass through. Pass through. Pass through. Pass through. The lift gates of the ancient doors are broken. The threshold of the doors are removed. It's a time to exit that place. You will no longer be found there. You will no longer be found there. It's time for joy. You are free to shout. You are free to sing. You are free to prophesy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. There is liberty. I am oh shadam bradia sukuba. Thank you for this Holy Ghost moment. Final one before I take my seat. He just says to me, I'm not just making you witnesses. I won't leave you without a witness. This is the final word I'm saying. This final word is releasing and I'm speaking for. This is the day of his witness. He will not leave you without a witness. Say, he will not leave me without a witness. I think Acts chapter number 14. It says, he will not leave you. This is the final word. Oh, I might have disappointed you by not preaching. I came here ready to preach, but this is what God wants us to come into. It's a moment of the situation. He will come to you. He will describe things to you by himself. And he will not leave you without a witness. He will not what? Leave you without a witness. Maybe the book of Acts chapter number 14. Please help me with verse 17. Ooh. Nevertheless, he left not himself without a witness. And what's the witness? In that he did good. The goodness of God that is going to parade your life in this season is a witness. And the second one is he gave us rain. The second witness is your rain. The season of drought is over. I don't know what your rain means to you. It's sometimes it could be the fulfillment of the word of the Lord you've been waiting for. He said, I shall tell you, so shall my so shall my word be. Like the rain that leaves the heavens and comes to the earth and causes the earth to burn, so shall my word be. So, hear me, child of God. You have the witness of his rain. What's the first one? It's goodness. What's the second one?
Is rain.
What's the third one? Fruitful season. I thought somebody was shy. Harvest Word was the third witness. This is a productive season. Pastor, the seventh year is a fruitful season. I'm not preaching, I'm professing. After this, I'm done. Fruitful season. Filling our hearts with food. You don't get it. He didn't say filling our mouth. The food of the heart is bigger than the food of the mouth. The food of the heart is more refreshing and filling. Ayo, mate. Kanda kambora kane. The food of the heart causes gladness. You know, the food of the heart is when expectations are met. Hope deferred wearies the soul. But it fills our heart with food. Oh my God. Somebody shout fruitful season. Somebody shout rain. Somebody shout food for my heart. It's a very healthy season. He will not leave us without these witnesses. It's the seventh year that God rested was not that he got tired. Have you not heard? Isaiah chapter number 40. Have you not heard that the everlasting God, he fainted not? So when the Bible says he rested, it's not that he went to sleep. The seventh day is an order. It's not that he went to take some nap. Genesis 2:2. Read it. Go out of this place with understanding, with your heart full of joy. And on the seventh day, God ended his work. You can sit down.
Sir.
He ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he has made. What did he make on the seventh day? Read from verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them, everything had been concluded. Then he now said he rested. You know, the order of the rest is a door. The order of the seventh day is an entrance. That's why he said you should enter into his rest. The order of the seventh day is an entrance for you to begin to enjoy all he has finished. The seventh day is a seal. It's a seal that God has concluded everything. The meaning of your rest is not that you are not working. It's just that you are entering into all he has finished. When a man is in labor and pain, he's doing what God has not finished. He's doing what God has not concluded. When you are doing what God has not finished, it will be laborious and grievous. You are doing another person's order. There is an order concerning you that is concluded, that is called finished. When you enter into the order that is already finished, it will be easy. It will be called rest. When you are doing that which does not pertain to your finished, you will be struggling with it. You're doing another person's own, you'll be struggling. But when you enter into the one the Lord has finished, you will rest. Not that you are not working, but you have entered your rest. So the door for the things that the Lord has finished is here. Am I speaking to you? The door opens. That's why the interview will call you. The things God has finished will begin to manifest. Because you are not the one trying to create it. It has already been concluded. They just opened the door for you to enter it. Are you still here? In that one, there is no labor. You cease from your labor. You cease from sweat. You find ease. You find rest. Your heart is not palpitating again. Why? Because the order you are walking in now is the finished work. Ise asepari. Ise ti Olorun ti separi. Oh. Don't. I asked the Lord, give me the work you have finished. Not the one I want to try to start. When I try to start, it is laborious. It is struggle. But the one you have finished, I just enter into your rest. That's the order of the seventh day. Come into the rest of God. Come into the things he has finished. Come into it. Prophet, come into the things the Lord has finished. Come into the things the Lord has finished. Don't forget, he will not leave us without a witness. We have a witness of his goodness. And what again? Shout it. And because of a rain, fruitful season. Filling our heart with food. Filling our heart with what? Our heart with food. Let me pray for you. Olorun ti a ko le di lowo o pe oga o Olorun ti a ko le di duro o pe oga Olorun ti a ko le di lowo o pe oga Olorun ti a ko ai roba kani a ko loni gbogbo ise ti Olorun ti se pare ki a to ran wa si rin ajo Olorun ko sile ku re fun Christi Jesu ni ajaga mi rorun edu mi asifuye gbogbo ajaga inira ti o nba ofira ti o je ki irin ajo aye re ko ni iyonu oduro ni bi pe mi mo gba adura mo so asotele si inu aye iwo ti ori igbo O pala se loni imole tin tu ayo enishi imole tin ti irajo enishi imole tin pani ni awoda imole tin ta ogo imole imole tin muni jade nu ofe imole tin muni jade si gbangba ogo imana tingbe ni soke ti fese ni si ori akata oya lord ko jesu imana na o ki o ton fun o gbogbo agbara ti o wule ja oduro sibi ijakule mo ba won wi ni oruko jesu mo pa lase kan wo ide lo gbogbo alagbara ti n ba ofira ni oruko jesu won gba idajo ni oruko jesu won wo ide lo mo pa lase pe ni oruko jesu ki a se oloju ki a se oloju oye ki o ye o bi o se ye ki o rin ire ajo na oye re ki o ye o agbara ti a fin si olorun ni otito agbara ti a fin tele ni inu imole ni oruko jesu agbara na pelu ami oro afiyan o afiyan o afimo o afimu o jade oya iwo ti o gbo omi loni jade si gbangba ogo jade si bi ran lowo jade si bi aseyori a ki tana ka fi pamo loruko jesu gbogbo agbara oku to fe fi o pamo ni oruko jade mo jesu mo gba o jade loni mo gba o jade atu o se awe omo agbe oga ninu agbara ninu oko yo ayo igbala ni akotun yo ayo igbala ni akotun yo ayo igbala ni akotun yo ayo igbala arado bahilate ayino kumani rabukate eligomini gobrandi kasiate elo kembora hita komani akosi hata elekura bitandi kobatana erukati ambarakuti abadi erukali nebohushada erakida botani akasi adabati yani elekura badi akosi tande kaboya hata ayiro kandi atano kadi aba gbogbo ti o di ayo re ku patapata loruko jesu amu okuro lona loruko jesu ayo re ki oku thou anointest my head with oil my cup runneth over where is your cup by the reason of the anointing let it begin to run over aya robate kabelaniate areketadona yasha arekadabonate erokabenahale hear the voice of the Lord hear the voice of the Lord where is your call let it begin to run over ayekota manakusiabate atikoipe alejo yo gbo omi pelu iberu bojo won jade ni bi colorful won ibi colorful ti satani raye fara pamo si ni agora re ni ona ko ninu okan re ni bi kibi ti o ba wa ninu ofurufu ni ori ile ninu omi gbogbo awon pepe okuku ti a ti fi ose apejuwe ni oruko jesu mo pa lase mo so asotele ina orun ko jade si won Irshada menokubata, Irshada manikopati. It causes war to cease to the ends of the earth. It causes war to cease to the ends of the earth. It broke the bows. It broke the spears. It burned the chariot with fire. Every quick chariot that has followed your journey, either to or till today. I decree and declare, let them be consumed with fire. Every bow of the adversary targeting your soul, firing his fiery dart to weaken you, to water down your faith, let the bow be broken. Let the bow be broken. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Airo bahali akosi mati anase. Rakomi na hali kosi arabatena. In your body, receive strength in full. None shall be weak among you. It's your day of joy. It's your day of rejoicing. Somebody shout a big amen. This blessing will rest upon you. There is equipping by the anointing. Put your hand upon your head. Let mantles of his grace drop upon you. Let the oil that quickens be smeared over you. Rise again. Go swiftly. The hand of God was upon Elijah. He outran the chariot of air. Oh, for every one of you that are called to serve specific assignment, let oil drip over you now. Come under this strong anointing. Let it be boldness in you. Let it be power in you. This is the year of your own. Your portion is given you. Is given you. I activate prophetic giftings everywhere. I stand as a channel. Everything God has used me for, let it spread. Let it spread. Sound a very big amen. Jump up and shout a big amen. If you have been sick before now, or you have been on any medication, go back and check your body. God told me, October, he said, I will make a sign of healing in all your meetings. And I have asked people, when I speak, I don't have to come and lay my hands on you. He's promised me that, go and check your body, you are healed. You are healed. Even the person you have at home, the Lord is saying, the person you have at home, this healing is contagious. They are, oh my God, this year, prophet, enter into another scale of the miraculous. I speak over you both. You will no longer birth in one. The Lord says, it is now the order of double. Your capacity is increased. Your capacity is increased. Your capacity is increased. Nations are calling forth to you, Winger. Nations are now calling you. Even to the end of the earth. Arikosita, you are the only one I'm going to lay my hand upon today, because there is a grace to walk in an unusual prophetic anointing. The Lord told me, this is the season of ladies. And as I lay my hand upon you, I activate 7 more ladies in this hour. Yes, let the anointing rest now. And wherever the 7 others are, as I'm laying my hand, yes, it's coming on you heavily. And wherever the 7 others are, let it rest. Let it rest on you all. 7 of you. It's on you. It's on you. It will give you a very unusual utterance. Unusual. You will break out situations by utterance. By utterance. You know, people will be wondering, is men that are supposed to carry this kind of oil? But you are chosen for it. It's not just when you are ministering in church. Anywhere. Anywhere. In your office, in the car. Open your mouth. The Lord fills it. And power will follow. There is an unusual authority over this anointing. Unusual authority is upon this anointing. I'm seeing you speaking to very hard situation. And they transform immediately. Yes, it's on you. That's 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 you. And seven others among you. If you're among them, and you got an alert sign. If I ask you to come out now, every one of you will come. That's the challenge. But Lord, just give an alert sign. Let it be visible over seven of you. So that you know you have that indicator that a fresh oil just came upon you. And it's going to be with authority. It's going to be with authority. Some of you are having an alert sign of like a frequency of electricity. And that's the anointing of the Spirit upon you. We thank Him for His witness. He's not left us without a witness. For He has given us His goodness. He has given us rain. All right? Fruitful season. Thank you. That's one of them. Fruitful season. Fruitful season. He filled our heart with what? Food. Thank you, thank you. Don't let me disturb what we ask the Lord to do. We ask the Lord to give them alert signs. So some of you don't have to fall, but you sap on the carte. You sense it. I call Trafande. You call demand Yasuta. You are one of them. Bring the other ones. Let me just lay my hands on them. Aroshka banianto sefabe. Eloro badia tose. So, one. There's wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom by the Spirit. Wisdom. To impact wisdom. To impact wisdom. By the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Bring the lady in the choir. Falaka, come. I see the anointing of my daughter. Marokasha. This one will put you to sleep straight. Get up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Marakoshadaman. Thank you. Thank you. Drink. Drink and be drunk. Drink. 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 Bring her up. So from today, every resistance is broken. You can walk in it. You can walk in it in the name of Jesus. More. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. I am Mandia Stofania. Every fence, I see a string fence around you. It breaks. It breaks. It breaks. You will not be confined. You will not be confined in the name of Jesus. Now walk in your purpose freely. Resources are made available in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Any other person bring them, please? Cabo Shadabani Acosta. The forces that denied your mother will not deny you. Walk in it. Move in it. In the name of Jesus. Deeper in it. More. More. In the name of Jesus. Restore, restore, restore. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. More of the anointing in the name of Jesus. Ayarokabanasi. Where is my mommy? Come. You know, we have a relationship. She takes care of me very well. But I see you leading a company of women. It's bigger than this church. Don't rush. It's going to happen. They are going to come to you. They are going to line up behind you. I know you've been doing some sisters thing here. But it's more than. And God has been showing you. God has been showing you. Please allow any, allow her when it's. Okay. Allow her. There is a strong release that is going to come upon you. It's heavy. You yourself, you'll be wondering, what is this? And you are in the forefront of a move. You're in the forefront of a move. Receive boldness. Receive boldness. Receive boldness. Receive boldness. Even what I carry, by impartation, take it double. I impact you by the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Are you blessed this morning? Prophet, take over. I give you the